Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. And as is so fitting for our topic today, I open with grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I say that is fitting because we are studying the book of Romans. We're in the 7th verse of the 1st chapter. To all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Told you yesterday we were going to study Paul's favorite greeting. Well, the reason I say that is because in that 7th verse where Paul says grace to you and peace from God our Father contains Paul's favorite greeting due to the fact that in every single epistle in the New Testament written by the Apostle Paul, there is the greeting grace to you and peace from God. At least the greeting grace to you. It is yet another one of 4 or 5 reasons I don't believe the book of Hebrews should be attributed to the Apostle Paul, because Hebrews contains no such greeting. And every time Paul puts pen to paper, he greets his audience with grace and peace. In the books of Timothy and Titus, he even greets his audience, and these are individual letters to Titus and to Timothy, grace and mercy and peace to you. And I think those are the only 3, 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus, in which he adds the greeting of mercy along with grace and peace, and they probably came very late in his writing. We know Timothy was his last letter, 1st and 2nd Timothy, rather, were his last letters, and by that point he's added mercy to the greeting. I don't know that we should read too much into why he adds the phrase mercy. They are not necessarily interchangeable theological topics, though it's difficult to divorce them, whereas grace is often attributed to us receiving the favor of God and or the life of God much more than we could earn or deserve. Mercy is often attributed as us not receiving what we rightfully deserve based upon our performance or our failure, whatever. And I've always kind of liked those understandings. You can see how one really coincides with the other. If you're not going to get what you've earned through your performance, then whatever you get by not getting what you've earned, that's mercy. Whatever you get then would be grace if it's not what you earned. So they go hand in hand, and perhaps late in his ministry, Paul began to see the need to talk about mercy and grace in the same sentence. In Romans 1 and 7, he's not there, but he is giving a greeting that is the common greeting of the Apostle Paul. It's widely believed that Paul's first letter of his writing was 1 Thessalonians. And if that's the case, right out of the gate, in 1 Thessalonians 1:1, you get, after Paul greets a few people, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the exact same greeting as we find right here in Romans 1 and 7. Now, we could probably spend day after day speculating why Paul said it, but I believe Paul was speaking grace and peace into his audience. And it's why I like to greet you every day with it. It's why I like to greet churches when I speak to them. Speak into them the grace of God and the peace of God. I've watched this change the atmosphere in buildings when we would get up to preach and begin to just minister grace and peace to people. There's an atmospheric change that happens when you condition the atmosphere with the grace and peace of God. Try it today. Greet with grace. You don't have to say the phrase, but greet with the spirit of grace and watch the difference that's made in lives. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.